it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of us are trying to make sense of the jobs numbers right now and what it could mean for this country down the road. Let's get some insight this morning from KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz, professor in the Chaffetz School of Business at St. Louis University. So, Jerome, the latest numbers show us that job growth has actually been revised lower through March. A lot of people are saying that that does not look good. From your perspective, what does that tell us about the economy right now?
Well, I've got students here at SLU who are preparing to go into that economy, and I'm worried for them. The numbers for hiring, for new hires, is down. The amount of unemployment has been ticking up. The Wall Street Journal last week had an article looking at employment in computer programming and computer services. And it turns out that while employment is relatively stable for people with 5 or more years experience, for the people newest to that industry, which would include my students and recent graduates, employment levels have been dropping. All of these things, I look at all these things and I worry about the jobs market, and clearly an awful lot of Americans are too.
What kind of snowball effect could that have, especially as you look at those new entries into the workforce?
Well, the good news about the new entries are my munchkins won't be hitting the market until summer, which is true around the country, but they're literally getting ready for job fairs and the like. And so the question is, what are these companies bringing to the table? What are they? Who? How many people are they hiring? Right now, it looks like people are still hiring college graduates. The numbers are down from last year, but the numbers are still relatively strong. However, when we talk about technical jobs, more trade jobs, those are also taking hits too. And the unemployment rate has ticked up, which is suggesting that there are more people out of work now.
Should we have concerns about the accuracy of numbers that we are getting right now from the federal government when it comes to the employment picture?
I'm a professor in a research university. I have always depended on the government numbers here. Most other statisticians look at the American system and treat it as the gold standard. I have not seen any problems with the numbers. I'm used to the idea of numbers being revised as more results get counted, as questionable results get tested, checked, and fixed. So that seeing that numbers change to me is showing quality control at work. So I have faith in the numbers.
When we look at weighing jobs and Fed rate cuts, would a cut by the Federal Reserve help or hurt the job situation?
I think right now, with everyone so heightened around these issues, a cut will send a very, very different message. It will say the government is concerned. And the fact that the Federal Reserve has been signaling that there are going to be cuts this year. And the question was, when is it going to happen? Probably doing it now will take some pressure off of the Fed chair, and certainly will meet a lot of expectations. Is it enough to really change the groundswell? I don't know. I think it's symbolically it's going to be important. I think it's going to send a message that will probably help stocks and the like. But I think corporate America is looking more carefully because there are a lot of other factors, things like tariffs, things like potential trade actions, challenges in international trade. Look at the Hyundai Georgia ICE raid and complications that sort of thing is introducing. So a Fed rate cut's not going to directly affect those sorts of things, but I think it's an important indicator.
That is Jerome Katz, professor in the Chaffetz School of Business at St. Louis University and our KMOX business analyst. Thank you so much for your time.
Have a great week.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.